Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends. And just like it sounds, it's ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. And you can follow him. He is at Tom Lydon, so you can get both the take of ETFTrends.com and you can get his personal take. Do both on Twitter. Tom joins us each week at this point where we are talking about another ETF. And sometimes it's things that you want to be buying. Sometimes it's things maybe you want to be moving away from. There's a lot of different things that go into it, but I'm always pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be here.
Our ETF of the week is
the Wisdom Tree International Small Cap Dividend Fund, ticker DLS.
It's the DLS. It is the Wisdom Tree International Small Cap Dividend Fund. I wanted to switch small cap and international. Wisdom Tree International Small Cap Dividend Fund, DLS. Okay, but Tom, small cap, at least domestically, underperforming. So small caps international, great place to go?
Well, economic cycles change, as we know, and usually during times when economies are improving, especially as we were coming out of 2009 here in the U.S., small caps were outperforming large caps. Now that we've kind of got into the mainstream and large cap companies have been able to turn that big ship around and move it in the right direction, yes, large caps are outperforming domestically, but as you look overseas, the economies are in different timelines. For example, in Europe, there's a lot more discussion about easing monetary policy where tapering's already started to take place here in the U.S. So different timelines to some degree, that's something to take into account. The other thing is this ETF focuses on small cap dividends. So the yield on this ETF is 3.74%. So you're getting paid while you're waiting and watching global economies recover and try to catch up with what we've had here in the U.S. So that's another great thing. On top of that, Chuck, most investors, when you look at your portfolio, you'll find that you're very heavily weighted in large cap. And it's really easy to find out whether you go to Morningstar or you go to Yahoo Finance, plugging in your mutual funds or plugging in your ETFs. And hands down, I'd say most investors would find that 80 to 90% of your allocation is going to be large cap. It just makes sense to allocate some to small cap. And in this ETF, it gives you not only that exposure, but also it gives you a decent yield as well.
The question that I always ask is where we're taking the money from. So here's the question. Is this part from your international and part from your small cap allocation? Is this all part of your international or is this all just part of your small cap?
To make it really easy for people, if you just take it from your international allocation, that makes sense. So let's just say with almost 60% of global market capitalization being outside the U.S., investors here in the States are very much under-allocated to global investing. So we know that, first of all. It would be surprising if I found that many investors that had as much as 30% allocated overseas. But let's just say that's the case. So if you have 30% allocated overseas of your total equity position, to have 5% of that 30% or one-sixth of your global allocation in DLS, that would make sense to me because not only what you're doing is making a good upgrade as far as diversification, as far as market cap and global allocation, but you're also increasing your overall yield as well.
Is this a 200-day moving average play? Is this something that you're making this a longer commitment and a permanent commitment? How are you sorting that out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it really depends on the type of investor you are. If you're a long-term asset allocator, this could fit nicely right into your asset allocation mix. On the other hand, if you've had some money on the sidelines and you're looking to allocate, this ETF is on a nice uptrend at this point. So if you take a look at it, you'll see that the trend has been firmly in place. But if that happened to break down because you're buying something new, right now, to give you an idea, the ETF is trading around 23.50. The 200-day average is at 62. So there's not a lot of downside to get to that long-term trend line where it's been up for almost a year. That's a great stop-loss point if you're looking to maybe take advantage of some current uptrends. So it's one of those allocations that I think is good for everybody to think about overseas, think about dividends, think about diversifying out of mostly large cap and putting a little bit into small cap.
What we haven't discussed here at all is the country allocations, but this is not one where you worry at all about the country allocations. The country allocation here to you makes a lot of sense?
Well, it does because they're all developed countries. The biggest allocation is 23% in Japan. And a couple things. We know as far as monetary policy is concerned, they are very much in favor in lowering their yen. And from an export standpoint, they're benefiting tremendously from that. UK is next, and then Australia, all areas where trends are in the right direction. You're not seeing a lot of emerging market, if any, in this allocation. So it's pretty much developed countries and pretty well diversified.
It's the Wisdom Tree International Small Cap Dividend Fund, the ticker symbol DLS. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends. If you want more information, ETFTrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends, and follow Tom as well. He is at Tom Lydon. Well, we've just kicked things off on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next, and there's much more to go, so stick around. We are living the money life, and we'll get back to it right after this message.